Okay, going into a little bit of overtime here. Terry Eau Claire interview. We interviewed him a few days ago, and then I got some more information that I wanted just to recheck with Terry Eau Claire with the health department involving some of these emails. And, you know, Terry, I'll be honest, in today's day of computer bots and net neutrality emails and, you know, political action organizations, whatever you might call it, that number, I just had to question it. So I thought I'd give you a call to find out, you know, were these individual emails, were they sent as a group package, was a little bit of this, a little bit of that? You did mention before, you know, that there were some emails and handwritten comments that seemed to have validity, but also there were some that seemed to be duplicates. So if we just take maybe a minute or two and describe some of these emails to your best knowledge. I know you're still sorting through them, so.
Yeah, we're still looking at them, and we received roughly 11,000 emails. All of them were exactly the same, with the exception of maybe 500 of them. And many of those were also duplicate emails received from the same person that they'd sent a number of times. You know, that being said, we recognize there people are both for and against the facility out there, but nevertheless, we're going to be looking through them and responding to those emails. Now, the ones that are going to obviously all the same will have one response for all of those emails, but it's still, you know, takes some effort on our part to read through it and to make sure that we address their concerns.
On some of these emails, are they, you mentioned that they're coming in a batch form or something like that.
One at a time.
Oh.
And we as of today, I believe that we have them on our website. The staff is going to work out a way to put them all on our website so the public as well as media could review them if they wish to. So they should be on our website today.
Okay. I should rephrase it. I'm somewhat familiar with a lot of these political activism sites and political action sites, to where they'll give you a form letter, and then they'll even give you either the senator or the legislature email address. And some of them even go a step further, where it's just even like boxes you fill in, and then it just goes directly to the specific spot. Is that what I'm hearing? Is that where the bulk of these emails are coming from, or is there? You know, you mentioned they came in separately, but they all said the same thing. So, of course, I'm thinking form letter, template letter, political action type of a thing. I don't know if you know any of that information, but is my speculation at all been discussed or thought about or anything like that?
You might be on topic there, Jason. I don't know how they're generated, whether there's a political action group out there or not. But it's obvious that, you know, that there was probably one author that circulated, and then people you know, sent it in themselves. So, you know, even though they didn't write it themselves, they certainly have an opinion on that, and we'll review that just like we do the rest of them.
How about when it comes to, you mentioned that I think 500 were separate or something along those lines, you know, give or take. But when we're talking about the air quality permit, were these letters or were these comments, were they affiliated with that, or did they go outside of it? I know you mentioned the location in our previous interview, that sort of thing. How much of the 11,000 or whatever the number is were on point with the air quality?
Well, most of them were, you know, we don't like the location. What we're looking for in our public comment is if there's any, you know, technical issues, if people had actually looked at the permit. And I should note that we also have a tracking mechanism to see how many people looked at the draft permit that we had online, and there was only about 200 clicks on that. So at least roughly 200 people at least looked at the permit, and we were hoping to get, like I said, either more technical or legal comments as to, you know, is there some area that we should focus on? Is there some area that we may have made a mistake in our analysis? And now we did get some comments, written comments from EPA as well as the National Park Service that we'll be looking at very carefully. I think I noted to you earlier in the week that we'd worked with EPA and the Park Service throughout our entire review process, and gave them a copy of the application and had meetings and things with them, or I should say conference calls, you know, to get their input on it. They provided comments during the comment period too, and we'll take a hard look at those and And there's going to be perhaps some changes that we'll incorporate into our draft permit based on those comments.
We're looking at a lot of the emails were duplicates. There were some comments that you guys are looking at, and it'll take a few months for it to go. But for me, that sticker shock of 11,000 emails, that's where I got the soap opera from. I was like, whoa, geez, holy smokes. That took me back, because the way it was kind of projected, or the way that it was framed a little bit, I kind of, you know, and I talked to you earlier in the week, and you made, you know, your body, your tone, your body language, whatever you want to call it, didn't seem like it was like how I guess, digested it through some of the other media outlets, if that makes sense. But but more or less, I just haven't seen much surprises from my end. I think a lot of this stuff is going as expected, including probably a lot of these comments. Are you seeing anything from your side? I know it's a refinery, it's new, but any of these big major red flags at this point from the air quality side?
The primary concern that we're hearing from citizenry and others really is the location. They're concerned how close it is to the park. And I think I noted to you earlier, the health department doesn't have jurisdiction on the location. You know, that's a local zoning matter. So we don't, even if the public wanted us to tell them to move it someplace else, that's not under our jurisdiction. We can't take the application as we get it. It's up to the company to pick the site and work with the local zoning people to see if they agree with it. But it's not the health department that can decide where it should be located. That being said, the dispersion modeling we do, you know, the closer it is to the park, maybe the more impact it has. But the emissions from the facility are so low that even through our dispersion modeling, it was less than the significant impact levels at the Class 1 area.
All right, Mr. Terry O'Clair, we asked for a few minutes. You've given us more as we go into overtime here from our interview earlier in the week, which we're going to splice into one interview for everybody's listening pleasure. And the first part was more or less just kind of an update on the comments. The second part was responding to the number of emails, which kind of was a sticker shock to me. But now that I kind of know it a little bit, I do believe my speculation of a little bit of a political action, a little bit of a template, a little bit of a website that can help corral some of the things is probably more of the leading cause, if I'm going to make a bet on things based on my background of knowing how that industry works. But that's not the health department's concern. Their concern is to look back, and you guys are going to respond to every single email, they said. So there you go, people. Every single email. And you did get some handwritten ones too, which is very good to see, because so much of today's world is electronic and computerized. If somebody's forging a handwritten note or trying to do that, man, they're really all in on that. But it's good to see you got the good variety. Any final comments you might want to make on the final comments period as we kind of conclude here?
Well, we will be responding to the comments. So you'd indicated that, you know, will we respond to everyone individually? I guess I wouldn't say we would do that, because a lot of them were the same comments. So we're categorizing what the comments were, and we'll respond, you know, to that same comment. It's part of the process. I will say that this is the most emails that we've received on a project in the time that I've been here. But in today's age with computer, that's easy to do. We certainly want the public to provide us comments, and we'll take a look at if we get one, or if we get 10,000, we'll take a look at them.